Debbie Brown from Spotsylvania here, and we have gotten to know Debbie over the years because of her daughter, Caitlin. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning.
Talk to us about Caitlin, and we have over the years talked about, and you're doing one again, blood drives that you have for Caitlin, and I have only met Caitlin a few times, but I just feel like I know her and your family so well over these years.
Yes, you've been such a great support to us, Ted, for getting the word out. And so, we're hosting our 8th annual blood and bone marrow drive in honor of our daughter, Caitlin, who is now a senior, believe it or not, at Chancellor High School.
I can't believe it.
I know. She turned 19 in January. So the blood drive will be on Saturday, March 26th from 10 to 4 back at the high school. So we're so excited that we're able to have it back there. And we just appreciate, you know, the support of Chancellor High School and the Chancellor Medical Career Club, who are sponsoring the event for us this year.
And you have no more spots, which is a great thing. But there's such an ongoing need for blood. If this is something you'd like to get involved in, find a blood drive somewhere and give blood.
Yes. I mean, right now the need for blood donations is at a critical point. You know, I'm sure everyone has read that, you know, we're facing a national blood crisis, you know, the worst blood shortage in over a decade, which basically could cause delays in medical treatments for so many patients. And this actually happened to Caitlin, where she couldn't get all the blood she needed during one of her visits. So, you know, donor appointments are required. I did look this morning, and I think there is one left. You know, I think as it gets closer to the date, you know, people have to cancel for various mm-hmm. reasons. So we just ask that everyone, you know, keep looking at the appointment website. It's redcrossblood.org, and you can search on Caitlin. But if there's no appointments available, we just ask that you look for a local drive. There's drives all over. So we just ask that they please search for another local drive to donate.
You have done this every year, and it's been a great give back to the community, because in really through you, and when we got together 7 or so years ago, you introduced me to Diamond Black Fan anemia that Caitlin has. Talk about that, and just, I mean, this really is your way to give back, because she has required a lot of blood over the years.
Yes. So she was diagnosed with Diamond Black Fan anemia at 8 weeks old. She was on steroids for the first 9 years, but those stopped working. So the only alternate treatment was blood transfusion. So she's basically has been blood transfusion dependent for 10 years now. She's received probably close to 200 transfusions, which is about 400 units of blood. So, these drives are our way of trying to give back and also highlight, you know, the importance of blood donation. You know, we also want to highlight the importance of getting on the bone marrow registry.
Yeah.
So, we were just so happy that the community has always rallied around us and our blood drives.
The fact that you've done it and just felt like you did want to say thank you, that's always been a very touching thing that you have wanted to do that to thank the community for what they've done.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know blood donation is not the easiest thing, but we just really appreciate everyone, you know, everyone coming out to support us, not only with blood donations, but, you know, those people that can't donate, you know, they've donated to the DBA Foundation. You know, we are still doing the fundraiser for that. We're able to have the bake sale again this year, though it's going to look a little different. You know, it's probably not going to be as big as in the past. The Red Cross still has to follow COVID protocols, which is why donor appointments are required. They're not allowing walk-ins. You know, masks are still required. But we are going to have a small bake sale to try to raise money for the DBA Foundation. I've also done a Facebook fundraiser that has been really successful. So we just appreciate, you know, everyone supporting us in any way that, you know, if you can't donate blood, then donating to the DBA Foundation and, you know, looking at Be the Match, you know, that's another thing that we try to highlight, getting on the bone marrow registry. So, you know, there's a way that everybody can help out and support. So we just appreciate it.
As far as, Debbie, as far as the DBA Foundation and Diamond Black Fan Anemia, how is research going? What's the latest?
You know, that's a really good question. We actually last fall had the opportunity to participate in a trial at the NIH. It was a medicine trial, and unfortunately, it didn't work for Caitlin, but it has worked for, you know, some patients. And so, you know, we're just really excited that the DBA Foundation is able to support research like this. You know, they put a lot of money into finding alternate treatments, but they also help families, you know, families that are newly diagnosed. They're just a great organization and have been kind of our lifeline these last 19 years. So,
boy, how's Caitlin doing?
She's doing good. You know, we were really hopeful that the trial, you know, the NIH trial would have led to less transfusions for her. You know, that's what the study was on. It was a drug to hopefully prolong her transfusions, and unfortunately, it didn't work. You know, so we're back to kind of where we were, or where we've been.
Yeah.
You know, she requires blood transfusions about every 2 to 3 weeks. You know, some months she struggles to keep her blood levels normal, and so we have to, you know, we have to go back for more. But so she's doing the same. We still give her, you know, weekly immune as IgG infusions, and she has to get some white blood cell shots about every 6 weeks. So, you know, she's about the same. You know, the bone marrow transplant is still on the table, but with her senior year and graduation,
yep.
And, you know, we're fortunate enough that it's not an emergency or something that we have to jump to. So we're just kind of seeing how things go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's always just been very energetic and just has been through so much. And you as a family, but you're a tight knit family and always giving back to the community. And this is a great way for that you say thanks to the community. So thanks for all that you've done over the years.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And yeah, and Caitlin is, you know, she's going to hopefully be there at least for a little while to say hi to people. You know, again, the Red Cross has to follow COVID protocols with social distancing and everything. So hopefully she will be there personally to thank, you know some people. That would be great.
Again, if people want to donate in some way in to this, what's the best way to do that?
Well, for blood donations, you just go to redcrossblood.org. For our blood drive, you would search for Caitlin, and that's Caitlyn, or you can put in your zip code to find a local blood drive. And then the DBA Foundation, they have a website. It's dbafoundation.org, or on my Facebook page. I'm sure you could search for my name, and there's it's a public Facebook fundraiser.
Okay.
For the foundation. And we are going to have, like I said, a small bake sale, you know, if people want to stop by, but I know in these times people might not be comfortable to do that, so we understand.
Okay, and it'd be this Saturday at Chancellor High School.
Yeah, this Saturday at Chancellor High School.
And
yep.
What are the times again?
10 to 4.
10 to 4, okay.
Yep, 10 to 4. So we're so excited.